Well, there is another legal case in the news that is complicated and has impassioned advocates on both sides. And it involves a student and whether or not she graduates. 24-year-old Jennifer Keaton was pursuing a master's degree in education at Georgia's Augusta State University until the school became aware of her religiously based opposition to homosexuality. The school ordered Ms. Keaton to participate in diversity sensitivity training and even suggested she attend a gay pride parade in order to complete her training and graduate. Ms. Keaton sued the school in federal court for infringing on her civil rights. For more on this case, we're joined by Noel Brown, the Augusta reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Good morning.
Good morning.
So exactly how did the school become aware of her feelings about homosexuality? Did she tell a teacher?
Well, it sounds like to me that through class discussions and writing assignments, the student made very clear that she was opposed to homosexuals and that she felt that it was a lifestyle decision rather than just a way of being. And she also expressed to fellow students her support of conversion therapy, which is sort of a controversial measure that attempts to convert homosexual students to, well, just becoming straight. And, you know, they're basically saying that through these opinions that she made clear that she is in opposition to the code of ethics for guidance counselors, and that is what their position is on forcing her to do this remediation program.
Right. She wants to be a guidance counselor, and there is a code of ethics, as you said, from the American Counseling Association. You actually got a look at the actual letters that Augusta State University sent to Ms. Keaton prior to this case. What did they ask her to do?
Well, first off, they outlined how her viewpoints were in opposition to this code of ethics in terms of just not having a multicultural outlook and a diverse point of view that would help with assisting various kinds of students. And what they've asked her to do is complete a series of extra reading assignments from gay literature and peer-reviewed journals. And there was also a suggestion, as you said, for her to attend the Augusta Gay Pride Parade. And after this list of things for her to do, it said that if she did not complete them, that she would face expulsion from the program.
Well, I want to play for you this clip of tape from David Hacker, the litigation staff counsel for the Alliance Defense Fund. There, the Christian legal group has actually filed suit against the university for Ms. Keaton.
She harbors no prejudice against any of those people. Now, she may not be the best person to counsel them. They may not want her to counsel them, but she's willing to be a counselor, to learn everything about the counseling profession, but she's not willing to abandon her faith in order to get a degree and become a counselor.
The Alliance Defense Fund has been involved in a number of cases against universities that involve religion. But in this particular case, they say the school is infringing on her civil rights. Does the school have a right to prescribe what somebody thinks or the opinion they hold?
Well, I don't think the school's position is that they want to change her beliefs. I think they want to make sure that she is particularly familiar with this segment that she would be faced with in counseling, and that she is sensitive to them. Because, I mean, clearly, you know, young people in that position that are questioning whether or not they're homosexual are in a very delicate, you know, mental situation, and someone that they're going to for guidance that might express negative views about this, it could be very detrimental to a student that's dealing with something
like
that. Has
she said she will not counsel them?
That's the thing. I don't think there's anything on paper from Augusta State University that actually has her saying she would refuse to counsel them, and that's where I think Augusta State is sort of in a bit of a gray area and might have trouble proving that she would, you know, straight up not counsel them because of the fact that I don't believe that they have anything on paper where she actually says that.
Well, it will end up in court. Noel Brown is the Augusta reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting, talking about a case between 24-year-old student Jennifer Keaton and Augusta State University in Georgia.